Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You shall find the infant, the angel instructs the shepherds. The gates of Christmas, they are open now. The midnight hour is upon us. They are open not oddly, and it is an odd thing, isn't it, if you think of it, at Thanksgiving, the round of parties and of dinners, shopping and of gift exchanges, cards and of good wishes. But here, at midnight, at Mass, for Christ's Mass, the gates of Christmas silently, so silently, swing open. Have you ever longed for them to open for you because it seemed to you that they were shut? If so, perhaps you must hurry. Soon enough, for so many, Christmas will just be a memory, won't it? A memory destined, as memories are, to improve with time, even as the memory itself fades genteelly. It's magic, Cinderella-like, destined to be reduced to a pile of rubbish with a slipper sticking out, the wrapping paper and the boxes, and even the tree for some, all of that will be consigned to the curb tomorrow. And many will say, after too much shopping, too much noise, upset stomachs and heads and all of the rest. And many will say after the excess, well, it's done now, and good riddance for another year. How sad. Happily, not so for us. Not necessarily, anyway. Not only because our Christmas is just beginning and will last Lent-like, but now, for joy, 40 days until Candlemas. But there's this too. People try to go back at Christmas, of course. Is that the way through the gates of Christmas? I mean, to go back by means of memories and of nostalgia. Nothing wrong with that. That's part of being a human being. Our blessed Savior embraced our human nature at the Incarnation. Sometimes visitors, over the years, have come looking for this. Of course, they come to our church because it's the old way, in the old faith, and the old worship. But they don't usually stay because there's more to it than that. Some of you may remember the Mass and the Christmas and the whole world of a childhood long ago. And because of that, at odd moments, you may still find comfort here. Others of you younger have passed your childhood here. And it's nice to come back, isn't it? Even if just once a year. It's nice to come, regardless of the reason, through those gates to find this beautiful world within, almost like a magic kingdom, I suppose. I've never been to the original down in Florida. And to visit for a few hours. You might say you've got yourself a night pass once a year. without flying all the way to Orlando. And it's not nearly as expensive, even if you do count the gas and the time and a little something to put into the basket. But you know, it doesn't have to be like that. Our little saint, Saint Therese, tells us how it was at Christmas, right after Midnight Mass and Holy Communion. She was a very young 13, but in a sense, a typical teenager beginning those troublesome times. That is to say, she was worried and self-conscious and scrupulous and ill at ease and all of the rest. But that night, when she got home from Mass at the cathedral, she had what she calls her conversion. Her conversion. She went from being a child, and she was really very childish, to being a child of God. There's a big difference. Do you remember the story? How they had the custom back then in the France of that day that children, would put out their shoes at the fireplace. And when they got back from Midnight Mass, somebody, Papa Noel or Le Petit Jésus, somebody would have filled them with treats and surprises and little presents. And then that was a major part of the Christmas gift giving. Well, when they got home, Teresa went upstairs to put away her coat and her hat. And as she was in the stairs, I saw where it took place. How interesting. This miracle, she calls it. Her conversion. As she was on the stairs, she heard her papa, her father, complain loudly to her older sisters. He was in a grumpy mood, and what dad wouldn't be after probably a long Christmas Eve and a long service and the rest? Complain loudly and say, "Oh, do we have to do this business again with the shoes? Teresa's too old for this. Well, this will be the last year." Now, usually, she admitted, she would at that would be her cue. And at that point, she would start crying, burst into tears, and make a great fuss, and everybody in the house would have to drop everything and comfort poor little Teresa because she was the baby of the family. But this time, she didn't. She just stood there. She composed herself for a moment. She put her best smile on her face. And she went, and she enjoyed everything about that Christmas and the presents and the shoes and all of the rest, and made a big fuss over each gift and a big smile and a kiss for everyone in the family. What happened? She writes later in her autobiography, you know, The Story of a Soul, "In this luminous night, on which there shone the happiness of the Holy Trinity, Jesus, the sweet little hour-old boy, turned the dark of my soul into floods of light. In this night, when he became weak and suffering for love of me, he made me strong and courageous. He clothed me in his armor. And since this blessed night, I have never lost any battle. But on the contrary, I have gone from victory to victory by beginning, as one might say, the way of a giant." This marked her spiritual maturity, which is another way of saying she became a child for the sake of the kingdom. And for the sake of the child who was born to save us, she, like the shepherds, found the infant. She became a true child this time around, pure and innocent, trusting, guileless, generous, confident, loving. No, you can't go back to your childhood. Not even here, not even tonight. But you can go there where the child awaits you. Infans, the infant, he says nothing, but he has a smile for you and a welcome to the path of spiritual childhood. You're very close, so why don't you come? Check your shoes. There are some presents here tonight for you as well. And as you open them, ask him to make you open to this lasting childhood. Not for a season, not for a night, but for a life. Now, let's see. What does he have for you? A childlike faith, not compartmentalized, not chopped down at the corners, not that kind of a Christmas faith you put on with a coat and a hat, any more than a church faith just for Sundays, but a faith which is comprehensive, which embraces all of your life, the memories of the past and the hopes for the future, and tonight, a faith for your whole life, and a faith strong enough to withstand even its seeming absence. It's all quite modern and up to date, you know, what the little flower went through. It seemed to her, as it may to you, a fond, vain, childish hope, something like Santa Claus, you tell the children. But one of these days, we've got to join those other children who are learning about evolution in the schools. We've got to breathe the air of atheism and materialism in our society. It is at those times that you must and will by this gift cling to God as did Saint Teresa. Her temptation, her darkness, was a terrible thing. Up to date though it was, that was little consolation. But she said, even though she felt there was no God, it was all darkness for her. Month after month, the last year and a half of her life, she said that she would happily sit at the table with sinners so that one day they would both be seated at the eternal banquet of heaven. And more, yes, there's more, under the tree or by the fireplace, a faith which is also strong, uncompromised, and undefiled, pure, Catholic, which means according to the whole, all-embracing, oh yes, and charitable too, and withal quite traditional. A faith which is willing to suffer for those who have cast away their own faith, like the remnants of Christmas, out with the rubbish early Thursday morning. What does he ask for, do you think, in return, this infant, the birthday boy of 1 hour, as says Saint Therese, whose birthday brings us here tonight? Simply this, my friend, one thing, to set you off on your path to spiritual childhood, your good will. Surely you can manage this. He sent his angels to sing it to the shepherds, the first Christmas carol and the Gloria of our Mass. Et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. This grace he gave to the teenage Therese that midnight of 1886 in Normandy, in France. He has a similar grace waiting for you, for your Christmas conversion in 2013. Forget yourself, unvariable and inflexible rule. Remember your Heavenly Father and that dear little brother of yours and your Savior Jesus Christ. Smile at the Father and at the Son, and never say no when God asks you anything at all. Remember your faith. Carry his love and his care to others. It is a faith that is so strong that many will think you don't have a single ounce of charity within you. How could you ever say that? And yet, it is nothing but love that has fueled you on your way. Charity came into my heart, and from then on, she summarizes, I was happy. So could you too be this way. May this charity come into your heart tonight, and with it, the happiness promised to men of goodwill. Tentera pax hominibus, bone voluntatis. Blessed Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.